In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel passage today in the sermon text contains some of the most beautiful language of the New Testament. Take my yoke upon me, my burden is light. It, as I mentioned in the update that I sent out on Friday, when I read it brought me back to the words of my childhood in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, to the comfortable word. Raise your hand if you grew up in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. Not really. You actually have a certain age to respond to. The prayer book that is in our pew today in your bulletin, the part was came about the late 70s. It was still changed. It's almost like our Anglican Vatican II. The book enlarged the 66 prayers, and whereas the old prayer book, there was only one. And the new prayer book assumes that the Eucharist is the principal feast of a Sunday. And that was very different. I wrote one prayer every Sunday, the Holy Communion, only prayer. And so some people are controversial at the time. Things that are controversial then might not be controversial now. And you think, what did you have to mass? Every Sunday it won't be acceptable. And then this prayer book allows for all baptized Christians to receive communion. Before this prayer book, we had a closed communion. You had to be a confirmed Episcopalian and an Anglican to receive it. My first communion brought my confirmation to the age of 12. And this prayer book that we have now, then the theology is not there. If you're baptized, you're a full citizen. It's in the community of God, and you can receive communion, which led to another controversy, because some parents would allow their children to have us to take it away from 12, others would allow their 3-year-old. Well, what to do? So they had a lot of struggle. And then the main one of the ornaments was this servant reinstated the ancient form of physically passing the peace. No prayer, it was kneeling, the priest said, the peace is with you, he said, look, I serve you, all in one for that. The devil was shaking hands and, what is this? And some people left the church of it. One of our families, the oldest family, the church of it, they both left and never came back. Because they thought the passing of the peace would take away the dignity of the man. Well, in the end, though, I think this prayer book was built. It just taught the new prayer for quite long. Because it has more prayers, it has breadth and depth, and it's much more Eucharistically centered. There's one thing I did. The comfortable word. In the old prayer book, after the confession, afterwards, as we do it today, the priest immediately would say, give a comfortable word that the Lord Jesus Christ does all the way come to him. And there are various choices. And the very first choice came from our gospel today. Come unto me, only that prevail and attend to me, I will respect you. The purpose of the comfortable word is to give comfort, because if we take confession seriously, if we take our faith seriously, confession can be challenging, sometimes even risky. Will we have to forgive, or will we have to be forgiving? It's not easy. And what a comfortable word did was allow us to kneel and to know that we can do a hard thing because we are bound in the unconditional love of God. And that, these are the words that we have as our gospel lesson today. And yet they seem to not contradict, but they seem so different from some of the other words that Jesus gave. Well, often said, I didn't come to make peace to the Lord, but a sword. The disciples said, well, who are you? He said, wait a minute, foxes have holes, and birds take their heads. Yes, the son of man has nowhere to lay his head. For the famous story of the rich young ruler who came, what do all my fathers would have to tell a wife? And Jesus loved him and saw something in the son of man. So he said to him, through the difficult things, you go sell all you have in this support and come follow me. And in the kingdom, he only gave the 12 of people. And he couldn't do it because he loved them then. And he went away grieving. You don't grieve unless it happens. He really wanted to call Jesus for cooking. Notice that Jesus didn't run after him and dumb down. He didn't run after him and compromise. He never invited anyone under false pretenses into faith. It is a challenge faith. Good faith requires much of us. And yet today, we have language, take my yoke upon you, my burden is easy. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. But what do these words mean? When you have to know in the context, it's the tail end of an amazing, beautiful story about John the Baptist. We don't only hear about John the Baptist in death, in the season of Advent before Christmas. All we say that God is beautifully made and given to the season of Advent. We always have this story. But if you wouldn't understand these comforting words, you thought know the story. And the story is this. John is at the end of his life in prison in Herod, King Herod's dungeon. He is about to be executed. And seemingly, he has a broken spirit. He sends disciples to Jesus and says the most wonderful things. Are you the one? Or should we look for somebody else? This is always fascinating because John is such a prophet of certainty. That's the Lamb of God. We'll follow him. This is this and this is that. And people flocked to John the Baptist because he was hard somehow, but he knew what he knew. He was authentic. And people of that day were like people in our day. They panted, they screamed in the soul for authenticity. But here, the prophet of certainty again has a doubt. The subcomfort here is you should have doubt anybody here. Are you the one who should look for someone else? And Jesus said the beautiful thing in the sermon. Remember? He still tells John the Baptist what we see. Tell him that people be healed and people be delivered from unclean spirits. And let me tell you this. There's no man or woman greater than John the Baptist. I've often wondered, because we're never told, did word get that divine tone? Did he hear that before he died? And if he did hear it, did it bring him faith? Did it bring him nerve of arm and teeth? We'll never know. But I hope it did. And that's what it comes to today's topic. Jesus is just in that day trying to follow him. Because you know, it's not needed in this world. John the Baptist came as an aesthetic way, eating wild locusts and honey. And they said he has a demon. I ate drinking with sinners and eating with them with lots of sinners welcome. No way. But he said, you know what? We will be missing so much in this world. God revealed the revelation of love, not just to intelligence and privilege, but those who humble their hearts and yearn to know and yearn to want to know the Lord. And that's where he comes with his comfortable word. Come unto you, all you who prevail on the heavens. Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is easy. What is a yoke? It's a very short sentence. You don't have any yoke in Austin, we're coming down Fifth Avenue. So it's kind of easy to review here. Oh, a yoke was that piece of wood, or that mess of an oxen, to hook with another oxen, and the two together could do amazing things for you. They could share amazing burdens that just one oxen could. And if you don't fit, it could be no, that's it. The old kitten said, it was hollow, it was green. And often, those who used the harbor and framed these yokes from one another for four. It was the most callous and horrible, useful yoke of the man. But the yoke that Jesus is talking about is a voluntary yoke. Take my yoke upon you, my teachings, my imitations, the way you live. And you might have burdens. Why might not be easy? But purpose will come your way, and you will have a precious supply you've never expected. And the yoke of my teaching is law. My favorite illustration of this story I often use, all of us using it, is the story of a fish and the limitation of water. A fish lives in the limitation of water. And in that limitation of water, the fish is free to live and thrive and have his or her thinking. But let's say the fish has free will. The fish says, you know what, I don't have to live in this limit of water, this land up here, there's trees. I will take upon myself and go live there. He jumps out of water. What happens? The fish is made of water. The fish can't breathe in air, and then it only suffers and will die. And that's the same as you and me. We're made to love. We're made to give. We're made to live in the teachings of the law of limitation. The teachings of Christ and the imitation of him. And when we decide that we want to live selfishly because of dreams, of reservations, of identity, or just offering, but the certainty becomes work. And that's what Jesus is saying. Our lives might be hard, And it's not easy in this world. We need to hold up the news. You have all things to know. When we live, put the joy of our Lord with his enemy, Jesus, we have a purpose. See our life easy for difficult. I can't think of a better gospel for Ryan who's got me that time. God has a character to remind the child of the gospel lesson of her baptism in James. Because what it says is just what's happening in her baptism. In just one moment, you must sit down in the long term. She will put a yoke of her Lord's love around her neck. And she'll be yoked with God's own forever. And she will be taught and memorizing the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and the law of faith, and the law of church. And she'll put life to the limitations of the law and the teachings of Jesus Christ and his love. And as she does, she will find purpose. Whether her life is long or short, privileged or long, difficult or easy, she will live and she will die a fulfilled, purpose-filled person. Because she is a yoke and lives in the way in which she was created to live. That is the Jesus Christ. So, Maya, we love you. May you embody these words, these wonderful words of our Lord, all the days of your life.